Welcome to this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. On today's program, Tourism Ministry pursues new and non-traditional markets. And in our No Jamaica feature, we visit the Falmouth Fair in Trelawney. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. With its sights set on pulling in more than $3 billion U.S. dollars from the $7.2 trillion U.S. dollar global tourism industry, the Ministry of Tourism is looking to widen Jamaica's market prospects. Portfolio Minister Edmond Bartlett says the country will be going all out to pursue further tourism growth in non-traditional and new markets. Mr. Bartlett says while the sector has been performing commendably, he is confident that there are more frontiers to be conquered.
South American market remains for us a frontier to be conquered. Eastern European market essentially also has not come up with the level that we expect, and we are going there and we are going to go there strong.
The tourism minister says in addition to pursuing new avenues, the government is working to increase its presence in existing key markets. The United States alongside Canada is being targeted for increased market share. Mr. Bartlett says an additional flight has already been secured out of Vancouver, Canada, for the winter season. He says the thrust will also seek to grow the United Kingdom market, which has been recovering from a slump.
We will be seeking to increase our market share of visitors out of North America. The United States has been our bread basket. But the truth is that the growth from the U.S. needs to be ramped up. Because with nearly 100 million Americans flying around the world every year, we are only getting 2.5 million. That is 2.5%. This 2.5 thing is bugging us. So we have to get to another level, and I want this year to double our arrivals of the U.S.
The tourism minister says he is also taking practical steps to leverage Jamaica's long-standing relationship with Cuba to boost arrivals to the island. The Spanish-speaking country is strategically positioned to help fuel the growth of tourism in the Caribbean.
Minister Moreira and myself will sign an agreement for multi-destination tourism between Jamaica and Cuba. Somewhere in the middle of June, a similar signing is expected to take place between the Dominican Republic and Jamaica.
The tourism minister says multi-destination marketing for Jamaica and its Caribbean neighbors is necessary, noting that the way forward for tourism in the region is based on island convergence and not island competitiveness. He says similar agreements will be signed between Jamaica and several other Caribbean countries in the coming months. And President of the Jamaica Tourist Board, Paul Pennycook, says pursuing new markets will always remain an important growth strategy for the sector.
My vision is to continue to grow the sector, because tourism is in fact a cornerstone of the economy, and as we continue to grow, the benefits will rebound to the entire economy of Jamaica.
President of the Jamaica Tourist Board, Paul Pennycook.
To a place called Jamaica.
And now for our No Jamaica feature.
Place called Jamaica.
In our No Jamaica feature this week, we visit the Falmouth Fair in Trelawney. Falmouth Cruise Ship Pier on the northern coast of Jamaica offers great access to shopping, excursions, and even the island's local history. When you arrive at the Falmouth Cruise Port, the pleasures of Jamaica are right at your fingertips. The port is special because it has the capacity to welcome two cruise ships at a time. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time for another edition of Tourism Roundup. For producer Shanari Ferron, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit EL Jam's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.